Hi babies, it's Miss Nightmare. I am back from my real high-low episode we just heard, because that was before was high, baby, and you know what's feeling sad. Okay, so yeah, for real though, I am stoned to the bone, and I feel great. So this episode is more for the ladies, for all my lady listeners. There ain't many lady listeners, but for you guys, I do appreciate you. And for these pervy men, I just hope you know this is a guide for masturbation for women, or my people with vaginas, males with vaginas, you know, your he-gina. Anyways, anybody who, you know, can, yes, that. Okay, so, why am I doing a guide to masturbation? Because you would think everybody knows how to masturbate. The answer is no. And the other reason I'm doing this, not just because I'm high and I'm feeling super fantastic, and I do mean that on a sexual level, you know, it's all about female power, female empowerment. And many women, even older ladies who've been married for 50 billion years, a lot of them have never experienced an orgasm. And that's robbing yourself. And I think more women need to fucking masturbate and get to know their fucking bodies themselves. Because let me tell you, ladies, lying to men gets us nowhere. So many guys that I've fucked in the past sucked. And I mean horrible. Even with foreplay, did not know what they were doing. Did not know the female anatomy. Oh my god, it was just a mess. Excuse me. And, yeah. So, like, you know, by telling a guy that his, like, cock is really big, and then, like, you know, I, a person who takes big dick, sees that shit and it ain't shit, or just like pencil dick or something weird. I mean, pencil dick's not weird, I'm just saying, like, when I say I like big dick, I mean it has to be thick and long. I need the girth. I want the girth and I want the length. I don't want a chode. Anyways, will y'all ladies be lying to these men with tiny dicks and say they have a big dick when they come to me so fucking confident and I finally see that shit? I'm like, yo, where's the rest of it? Is that a semi? Is that like a chap? Where's the rest of your dick? And they're like, what? I'm like, where's the rest of it? That's it. What? What do you mean that's it? That's like a 3-incher. Or like, what happened to the girth of it? I can... That's so skinny. And I like skinny men, but fuck. Yes, stop lying to them about their dick size, because I'm tired of these men with tiny dicks or really average sized dicks, not knowing that they dicks ain't big, saying they dick is big, and then when they whip it out, it ain't shit. So I'm sick of that shit. Stop that. Also, stop over boosting men's egos, because when, even with foreplay, if you tell this man he is so good and you be faking orgasms, I can't believe bitches fake orgasms. Granted, sometimes, you know, I'm like, yeah, I totally came, you know, I'll lie, I will lie, but they don't usually ask. I mean, it depends, if it's somebody I've been with longer, they'll usually ask if I've come or something, but, you know, in general, no. Where was I going with this? Fuck me. Okay. Oh yeah, telling men that they're good and faking orgasms. Don't fucking do it, because when they get to somebody like me, who knows how to get herself off or knows, like, what I like and knows my body, and I'm letting this guy, like, finger me or something, and it just, it's awful and it hurts. I'm just like, don't people do, like, foreplay before they had sex? I mean, I didn't lose my virginity till like, 20, but, like, fuck. I've been masturbating since, like, 4th grade, dude. Showerhead. Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity. You know what I mean? Like, yes. The showerhead. Infamous showerhead. But, like, it pisses me off. And that's why it's so awful when you have to jump back into the dating game or something like that. You have to, like, fuck people again. And you're just like, ew, you don't know what you're doing. Especially, like, if you were, like, with a guy who you'd been with, like, for, like, almost 9 years. Like, seeing them on and off, of knowing them, too. After, like, you know, almost a decade, they know your body well. I mean, at least in this case, he did. Ka-chow. Yeah, so I'm just saying. So many men suck at foreplay. Why do they suck at foreplay? They suck at kissing. So many of them are just like, ugh. I hate men, I do. But yeah, it's just, it's frustrating. So, like, knowing yourself, your body, and being able to know what you like as a girl, and how, like, you like to get off really helps, with partners. Hold on, you guys. I'm changing the channel. But yeah, all I'm saying is, like, knowing what you want out of, like, a sexual relationship really does help out your guy or whoever you're fucking. It helps them, you know, be able to learn from experiences, you know? And then we can alleviate the problem of really sucky lovers. Because like I said before, back when I was Tinder queen, oh my god, there were so many guys who just sucked at everything, and I at some point stopped saying, like, oh, no kissing. I mean, kissing to me has always been intimate, so I don't really kiss people like that, but, you know. But the ones, like, I did early on in the game, there was just, I just sucked. It was so disgusting. And I was like, yuck. I was like, you know what? Fuck kissing. I was like, they're disappointing. So I stopped. Yes. Okay. So, like I said, knowing your body. Especially if you're somebody who's had, like, sexual trauma in your past, I know that masturbation feels foreign. Even saying the word masturbation is just awful. I wasn't able to say it for years. I did not like that word. I thought it sounded fucking filthy and dirty, and I couldn't stand it. And, you know, yeah. It's crazy. Actually, when I met that, virginity taker son of a bitch, I remember one of the first questions he asked me was, like, how often do I pleasure myself? And I was like, what? Because, you know, I wasn't used to sexting at this point. Not really. Like, I had a little bit of experience sexting. But, like, we used to send each other really filthy messages. And I mean filthy. And I remember I had some saved. And I was like, oh my god, I was a fucking slut. Little East slut saying all these nasty things at the tender age of 20, you know? Whew, god, they're dirty and yuck. You guys would just, no, it's awful. But, anyways, we're sexting. But, yeah, pleasuring yourself. That's how it was put to me when guys used to ask me early on, like, if I masturbated, they would say, like, a more feminine way of saying it. So here's my thing. Do not be terrified of the word masturbation. It's not a dirty word. It's not anything abnormal. Getting to know your body is not, like, it's not wrong. Okay. I was talking about, sexual trauma. So there are, like, these really cool, like, things called, like, yoni eggs. So they're literally crystals. They're fucking crystals. They're straight up crystals. And they're shaped like an egg. And Chakrubs was a company that I really liked. And Chakra V. Those are really cool. But anyways, it's like a, it's technically a Kegel exerciser. But you know how crystals have different properties. And we all know that the, you know, the coochie is the all-giving womb, it's the vessel, and therefore does have more powers. Like, you know how they say, like, witches and, like, blood magic, like, menstrual blood is, like, a really powerful ingredient, because you know it's the yoni. So their harness is a lot of powers, the thought process, and I totally believe in that and like feminine energy. So like the nice thing about like yoni eggs and like the crystals, like chakras and stuff, is that they're supposed to help heal you, bring more like positive energy. Maybe you need more self-love in your life. I know I could probably use it. Honestly, my confidence is like a shot, and I'm sorry, I apologize, I'm kind of sick. I'm getting better, but I still can't really breathe. I can breathe, but like a little bit congested. Probably take some DayQuil. Anyways, yeah, sorry. Sick. Where was I going? Chakras. Cool. Anyways, they help, you know, make bring you more positivity in your life, or if you get like jade ones, or you know, self-love. Yeah, whatever. They help you, and they're supposed to help you create a better connection with yourself. Because part of the process, it even says in the little booklet, like for the chakras, is that you have to ask permission. You have to ask the crystal permission to enter your body. So by, you know, like asking, like literally asking your crystal if it's okay to like insert you, like insert inside you, you're creating a portal for self-love. And that's really important. And you know, you're trying to allow yourself to feel good. To feel good again. And that can be hard. Honestly, I do want their crystal wands, aka the crystal, they're not vibrators because they don't vibrate, so they're just crystal, well, dildos, or have to be more lifelike. Whatever, crystal vibes, basically the crystal vibrators without vibrating, so they're just what's the term? I worked in a sex shop for like almost 2 years, dude, and I can't think of the term. Dildos, vibrators. There's dildos and vibrators. There's a fucking third category. Oh my god, I can't think of it. Anyways, the wands, they're crystal insertables, and oh god, I can't imagine masturbating with the crystal wands. Maybe that'd feel like really good. It's basically like having like a glass toy, but with a higher purpose. That sounds insane, but I'm not even kidding you. That's what it really is. But yeah, healing, especially if you're one of those really prude bitches and have always been told that, you know, masturbation's like bad, and that you're one of those prude bitches who's also said to a stranger in a sex shop that, oh no, I don't do that. I only take a real. And I'm like, ooh, good for you. Good for you, Vanessa, that you only take real cock. Well, guess what, honey? I take all kind of cock. Bad dragon dildos and fucking, you know, whatever. I take a lot of fucking silicone and I guess I have some jelly cock and things like that, and guess what, it's nice because at least using a jelly cock and like, you know, a Hitachi wand, you guys need to get a Hitachi wand, that's the fucking ultimate. Okay, I can get off so much quicker riding like a fucking jelly cock and using the Hitachi, because you know, I don't have to talk, I don't have to communicate. And maybe as someone who is emotionally shut down, maybe that's what I need, to not talk to anybody else and just be with myself, you know, you feel me? But yeah, like what was the point? Shit, I'm sorry, I'm a little stoned. Okay, anyways, what I'm saying is that people who masturbate are a lot happier. Women who masturbate are a lot happier. And you know what the fuck you like, and therefore your partner will now, you know, be able to get you to fucking come. Because I can't believe there are bitches out there who've been married who have just never come with their husband or don't even suck dick. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't suck dick, bitch? If you ain't sucking his dick, some other bitches. That's the thing. If you ain't doing it, somebody else is. Even though I guess that doesn't apply in all fucking situations, because maybe I was in a situation myself where I was giving the coochie up, but apparently that wasn't enough. Sad face. Yeah, that really hurts my feelings, and it's fine. And here's the thing too, y'all. I give up coochie. You dating me? I give up fucking coochie. I do not withhold coochie. Even if I'm mad at you, I'll still fuck. Like, nah, I still want the dick. You ain't about to be not giving me no dick just because, you know, I'm mad at you. Nah, bitch, give it up. Fuck me. For real, though. And the thing is, too, this coochie get dripping wet, okay? And if you've ever been with me, you know that's fucking true. Although, I guess, lately, the older I've gotten, if somebody, my man or somebody, whoever, has pissed me off, yeah, I could possibly dry up. I know that would happen to Ratchet Rachel a lot, where, like, if she was mad and she was, like, fucking this stuff, it would get dry, or, like, sometimes, like, the dick could just, it just wouldn't go in. And I'm like, what? I was like, your coochie literally said no. I was like, mine's a traitor. I was like, the coochie just open up. Like, even if I'm in a fight with that person, they dick hard, I'm wet. And I, the mental side of me could not be in the mood to fuck because I'm upset, but I'll still fuck. And then what I'll end up happening is I'll cry afterwards. Like, it's a mess. And then, yeah, they're like, are you crying? I'm like, no. Baby, are you crying? Nope. Those are not tears on my face. Do not worry about it. I'm not crying. And then I don't get to finish because I'm crying, you know? So, yeah. But anyways, fuck. Okay, crying, dick, sex, better. Fuck me, I should have made notes. But yeah, anyways, that was going somewhere. Yeah, but it's, important. But anyways, I guess what I was saying is that, at least with toys, I don't really have to do anything super crazy. Plus, a lot of men just don't know how to, like, pleasure a girl with toys. And, like, honestly, toys make everything so much better. I mean, some bitches get off so easy, but that's not me. Like, I can't just, like, fucking, like, get off, really, no. And the only reason I'm able to get off with myself, and sometimes I don't even finish, is because the vibration, the zzzz, you know. But seriously, the Hitachi one, get yourself one. If you, like I said, like, I'm hard to get off. I promise you, you could ask Ryan, ask Michael, ask anybody. They both know I do not come super easily. Like, even my unofficial ex famously said to his fucking roommate, why he said to his roommate, I don't know, but he's like, I've had sex with her like 300 times at this point, and he's like, I swear she's only come like twice throughout all those times. But I was like, no, I was like, maybe it was like at least three. But seriously, at that time, we really did have sex at least 300 times. I'm not kidding you. He is somebody. What did he say, 300 times or 100 times? Nah, it was a high-ass number. But seriously, I've had sex with that man at least that many times. And that's literally the most anybody has been consecutively inside me, like, ever. Like, together. What is the word, consecutively? Whatever, that's not the one I mean, but, you know, in total, grand sum. That man fucked me a lot. A lot. But yeah, I don't come easy. That's why I like fucking cock rings, like vibrating cock rings. Dude, here's the thing. If you don't know, yes, most women do not get off with internal penetration alone. It's really hard. Usually the clit has to be stimulated. And when you're getting that fucking combo, girl, oh my god, it's the best thing ever. Unfortunately for me, the cherry popper, the cowboy, you know, his dick doesn't really like vibrations. Like, it has gone soft from the vibration sometimes, and I'm like, fuck, because, like, it helps me come when we have the vibration, or, like, we've used, like, We Vibe, and there's so many cool toys, or, like, a tryst or something that you can use while, like, having sex, and if they vibrate, the tryst are really nice because you can control if you want both parts to vibrate or just the part that's on you and not on him. And there's actually so much cool shit you can do as a couple. But yeah. Ugh. Oh, what the fuck? I'm sorry, South Park is on. I just don't know what I'm watching. But anyways, yeah, the vibration. Most bitches need clitoral stimulation. So if they ring in that doorbell, tell them to ring the doorbell. If you're not ringing your doorbell, do it, bro. Ring the devil's doorbell. It will save your life. But yeah, anyways, that's why, like, DP, well, I mean, it's not really double penetration. It's just penetration and clitoral stimulation. But it's magical. Apparently, what's also magical for some women, not me, is plugs. Those are kind of weird. I'm not really into having things up my ass. I will gladly stick something up a guy's ass just because I'm like, they have a prostate. I don't. But yeah, like, oh my god, I hope I'm still recording. Yes, I am. Oh, shit. Anyways, some girls can get, like, a lot of pleasure from that, or, like, you know, maybe, like, vaginally inserting a toy. Oh my god, I'm doing the fucking motion. I'm dead. You guys, you can't even see me, and I'm doing the fucking inserting the fucking toy motion. But yeah, having a plug in and apparently, like, something penetrating you, or, like, you know, once again, using the trifecta, which would be something vibrating on your coochie, on your clit. You have something inside of you, like a toy, and then you have, like, a plug in you too. Or there actually are triple threat toys, which is, like, a side that's insertable vaginally and anally, and then, like, the part that vibrates your clit. I jackrabbits, yes, they are pretty fucking amazing. But yeah, anyways, like, apparently that can feel really good just because it does make a difference in tightness. I'm not even kidding. The one time I fucked with a plug, first of all, bless my, yeah, him. And he just, you know, really stuck that up my ass because I was like, I don't do a lot of anal stuff, and can you just put it in for me? And he did. Yeah. Wow. But anyways, it did feel interesting. I don't know. I could do more exploration, but I don't know. I'm just like, I like things in my snatch, not necessarily my ass. So, but anyways, anal exploration for women. Some chicks really like anal stimulation. I don't, but some people do. That's another thing you could do. Let's see, talking about, okay, going back up to vaginal, I said jackrabbits. If you don't know what a jackrabbit is, I do recommend trying a jackrabbit. So it is, like, the infamous toy made famous by Sex and the City, that it's got the beads and, like, it rotates and stuff. A lot of bunnies have come really far, so, you know, it depends what model we're looking at, if you're gonna look at a classic jackrabbit, and honestly, like, jackrabbits can look really intimidating, even, like, the beginner ones, because they tend to be, like, really clunky, but, the insertable length isn't that big. It's just, like, the battery component of those jackrabbits, like, the original jackrabbits, are just really, like I said, they're bulky, so it makes them look longer. So, always look at the insertable length. Like, you know, yeah, insertable length. Just because, like, a toy technically could be, like, a 9-inch, sometimes the insertable length is only, like, 6 inches or 8 inches. So, always look at insertable length. Otherwise, you're going to get shortchanged. And if you're just a beginner, honestly, like, one of my first fucking toys. Oh, wait, let me mention that rabbit story first. I broke one of my first jackrabbits. Mine was, like, one that had more, like, a, like, penis-shaped, like, head. It had more of a, like, phallic look. Okay, phallic and non-phallic, that's one of the categories I forgot about earlier. It was a non-phallic toy. Anyways, yes. Mine was, like, the skinnier one. I've never had, like, a really fat jackrabbit. But anyways, I broke mine. Because it was supposed to rotate left and rotate right. And, I guess I was overzealous. And I really tightened up on it. And, I broke it. So, that's what happened to my jackrabbit. I mean, I still have it, even though it's broken. Because I'm a hoarder. But, like, I don't know, it just felt really good. And I don't know, I just like the shape of it too. So yeah, slim doesn't necessarily not mean pleasurable. I know some people, a lot of people, usually only like taking slim dick anyways, but I'm like, oh, ugh, whatever. Or I hate the fucking bitches who want to dare say, oh no, 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 that's too big, talking about a 5.5-6 inch dildo. I'm like, wow, you're a bitch. You'll be fine if you take bigger toys. It doesn't fucking matter. It's not gonna mean you're not tight when you're fucking, like, somebody actually alive. It does not mean that. Taking bigger toys does not stretch out your snatch like that. Unless you guys are doing that, like, extreme stretching, that's kind of scary. It's not my type. I don't mean to kink shame, but you guys, something should just not be taken vaginally. I'm telling you. Please. You're gonna need a Crisco for that. I mean, some people are really into it, and that's cool. But I'm just saying, it's like giant, really, really big. And I mean, I take bigger toys, like 8s and 9s. But like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I did buy a 10-inch, but I don't think I've actually really used all of it. I think I just bought the 10-inch for the experience. A 9-inch almost kills me. But anyways, yeah. Anyways, like I was saying, slim doesn't necessarily mean bad, and big does not mean you're a whore. Like, if you want to take those big ass toys, fucking go for it. It's not gonna affect your fucking sex life. You're not just gonna, they gonna fucking, it's gonna be fucking like the Grand Canyon or tossing a hot dog in the hallway. It's not gonna be like that. And if you think you're experiencing that, there are electronic Kegel toys, which are like the easiest things to use. There's actual Kegel toys, and you can work on tightening your pelvic floor if you're really concerned. But anyways, don't let fucking bitches shame you into not, if you want to get that big ass toy, do not let people shame you into not, because who cares? Because you know what, it's hard to find big dick. I mean, Ratchet Rachel always finds big dick, but she also goes for mixed boys. Usually there's usually some kind of black there. So usually she go for blaxicans. Well, they either black or they blaxican. But never white boys. She never goes for white boys. But the thing is, I usually go for white boys, and, you know, not historically, just like upon average, white men don't usually have the biggest penises out of like the races. So perhaps that's why it's harder for me to find a big dick. But the skinny men, the skinny men have big dick. I'm telling you, if they're like lanky and like aren't too muscular, more than likely they have like a big dick. Yo, like, I'm not even fucking playing with y'all. That's where you'll find big dick. If they're really hot, I wouldn't count on it. The dick might be shit. If they're really muscular, dick probably small. If they're skinny, dick probably big, bro. Dick probably big, like unfair big. Ugh, and I just love the contrast of like skinny dudes with big bitches. I'm here for it. Probably because I'm thick and I don't like titties against me. So that's why like dad bod is not really my favorite. I fucked one fat guy in like my entirety of fucking people. I fucked one fat guy. Everybody else was legit, like, really toned or skinny,
most of the time they had muscles. I mean, not like a Schwarzenegger boss. But, you know, buff, athletically toned. Just, you know, they... Ooh, hey, baby. You look like you weigh 120. What's up? Yeah, about that weight, okay? That's where the big dick gonna be. But, anyways, I usually just don't find big dick often, and it's hard to come by, so the thing is, I'm thicker too. That's probably why, like, I like big toys. But anyways, don't be afraid of motherfucking toys. That was my point. Because big or small, you don't always have to start out, like, with the biggest toy, and you don't have to start out with the smallest one, or you can. Because that's just, okay, I remember where I was gonna go. Sorry, my mouth's getting dry. Blech. Cotton mouth. My first, like, official toy, not, like, you know, vibrator, but, like, just toy in general, was, like, this itty-bitty one double A single little bullet. And, I mean, it was pretty fucking small. And you guys have no idea how much I loved that little purple bullet. It was, like, my best fucking friend. And, like, the thing was, this was back in the day before, like, I was on birth control and things like that, so the pussy was especially wet. And this was, like, you know, nice, young, 18-year-old pussy. Legal. But barely. But legal. You know. This was young girl pussy. You know, it was just, like, so... It was, like, my first, like, you know, non-hydro instrument of female pleasuring. And I just, like, remember that, like I said, it wasn't really big, maybe 3 inches, a three-inch bullet. But it was bulkier because this was back in the day when, like, Castle was, like, all about the battery-operated toys. Honestly, that makes me want to go into Castle now. But I want to go back to, like, Castle in that day and age where it just was, like, glorious. I was this horny young 18-year-old, and, you know, I was new to sex toys. But I gladly jumped in. That sounds really erotic, but I'm not even lying. Like, honestly, toys turn me on. Like, I love, even, like, honestly, sometimes, okay, here's a secret I'm going to tell you guys. I may have told you guys before, but I'm going to tell you again. Sometimes when I'm, like, really high or just, like, you know, really horny, I'll look at, like, toys and it gets me kind of turned on. Like, I'll literally get wet from looking at sex toys because I'm thinking about which ones would feel the best and how I can't wait till they fucking arrive. And I'm just, like, you know, kind of window shopping. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, I'm like, fuck, that looks like it feels really good. And, like, yeah. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Seriously, though, it's insane. I really do. But I love exploring, like, sexual avenues. It's nice. It's fun. It's important. But yeah, that first toy, though, I just remember that I was getting so wet and turned on by this toy that, like, you know, I'd have to be careful because, like, my fingers would start getting, like, really slippery because I was so wet that, like, you know, I didn't want it to get lost inside me. I was a virgin then. I was like, you know, the coochie's mysterious. It's terrifying. I don't know what I'm doing because, you know, this is like, I'm not used to touching myself. Because like I said before, I have been masturbating since like fourth grade. But via showerhead, I really didn't start like, you know, fingering or anything like that till my late teens, probably at best. I really just never fingered myself just because I felt it took too long, whatever. I couldn't get into it. So honestly, I'd masturbate all the time with the fucking shower head. And since I'm an only child and stuff, like usually, you know, back in like school days and stuff, my parents wouldn't get home till almost 6. So I had, you know, the house to myself. So I'd get home at like 3-ish. And, you know, on a good day, there'd be a couple times I'd get off in a row because I would just be like so horny. I was like the horniest little kid ever, like swear. But yeah, I do miss my original shower head. it just like started not working the same on that vibration setting, and it cut out, and it was so upsetting because honestly that was like the best masturbator. Like that showerhead was like my BFF for years. So like it was kind of nice when I got that little bullet that I was able to masturbate, like, you know, at any given time and at night, and I didn't have to get in the shower, like, get wet. So you know what, guys, I might reinstall that shower head. We still have it. I just I need something else like it. But yeah, it's always so hard explaining to my mom why I need, you know, like a handheld shower head. Because I remember she's like, why don't you get this one? And I was like, I like my handheld. Why? I was like, because it's easier to clean. I literally saw a meme about that the other day, but I'm like, it is. It is easier to use, like, when you need to clean or, you know, you're dyeing your hair and stuff. So, I mean, the handheld, you know, it is. But, yeah, that was, like, my fucking, oh, God, it was the best. But, yeah, anyways, that's why I really enjoyed my first toy. My first little itty-bitty bullet. So imagine going from an itty-bitty bullet to just advancing so far that you eventually end up buying a toy that, like, can come in you. Which, by the way, is the Bad Dragon. So, yeah. If you're really into cream pies like I am, but, like, you don't have a boyfriend anymore, or, like, you just don't like men or something, Bad Dragon and the Cum Lube. The Cum Lube is, like, hypoallergenic, and honestly, there's, like, only 4 ingredients in the original Cum Lube, and it's so fucking sticky and realistic. I fucking love it. I love Bad Dragon, though. They're so amazing, and there's custom toys, and they're beautifully sculpted. Ugh, they're really high quality. But yeah, I've got a couple Bad Dragons, but anyways, with my Bad Dragons, I did get the cum tube, so it can literally, like, cum in you, and honestly, I fucking love it. I'm not getting cream pie like that, and that's a shame, and, but I can still achieve that. So you know what, ladies, that's what I'm saying, like, you know, if you're on that whole, like, fuck men shit, but you horny as hell, masturbate, get a Bad Dragon, and you can still feel the awesomeness of, you know, baby gravy without any actual babies in that gravy, and just, like, without, you know, the baby maker. Because fuck men. Always fuck them, but, like, you know, you don't need a man to get off. And more than likely, you'll start to discover that, you know, getting off yourself is, like, so rewarding, and, you know, if you're having a stressful day, get off. You angry, masturbate. You're sad, masturbate. You're sick, especially masturbate. I'm not even kidding you. If you're sick, have sex or masturbate, because it really does help you get over colds quicker. Believe me, I did it with Ryan all the time. Like I said, there was basically not any times I didn't fuck that guy. And originally he was totally just like, didn't like having period sex, but he got over that real fucking quick. Because, like, the thing was, he'd always be, like, wanting to do stuff or, like, starting to do stuff. And he never asked if I was on my period, so I didn't tell him. And then he'd be like, wait, are you on your period? And I was like, yeah. So we just put the towel down. Simple solutions. Simple solutions. Women bleed. Get over it, guys. Women fucking bleed. And we can't help it. And period sex helps alleviate cramps. So fuck you. Mm-hmm. But seriously, though, I do. Oh, God. I do miss that. I do miss just, like, the consistent sex. So much sex. I want that. I honest to God, you know, I have a confession, you guys. I do hope that my unofficial ex breaks up with his little girlfriend. I'm not gonna lie, I said it. I miss him. I do. I miss that kid. He was just, it was nice. I thoroughly enjoyed him. Unfortunately, I had deep feelings for the kid, and I really liked him. And like I said, I didn't even really have to ask for sex. Like, I mean, I'd ask her, like, say you wanna, or like, let's do it. And like, you know, we just, did it so much. I want that again, you guys. I want to get rammed all the time. I want morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night dick. I want that. And I want to be able to, like, you know, fall asleep next to somebody. And, like, spend time with their house all the time. And fucking fall asleep with them. Have a drawer. I want that. I know this, God damn it. This episode is about female empowerment and solo discovering masturbation. But, like, fuck, I'm not gonna lie. I missed that. I missed that experience. I just wish I'd been a little bit nicer. Like, fuck. God damn it. That just makes me so angry. But, yeah, I mean, confession time. I wish you would so I could, you know, like, fuck him again. And I just need to know for my mental sanity, I need to know if it still feels the same. Like, I would need to know if, like, do I really miss him, or did I miss the attention, did I miss the affection, what did I miss about Ryan? I don't know. I'm just trying to piece together if I missed the dick, if I missed having somebody to see all the time. I missed him. I don't know, and it's hard for me to still work through that. And I wish he knew I had a podcast so he could know that I was talking about him, but he hasn't talked to me in, like, literally years, because he's still with that fucking girl, and I'm just like, son of a bitch, break up. Sorry, that's rude, that is so rude. But honestly, I do want it, just because I want to fuck him again. I would like to experience. And that's the thing about Sagittarians, we always end up going to places, back to memories, back to things. And you don't know if it would be like that or if it wouldn't, but you get these really sad, lingering feelings. And you're like, wow, I missed that time in history. And then you're like, wow, that makes me sad. And you're like, wow, I was being a dumb bitch, I'm so selfish. Why was I so mean? But I guess that's just growing up in general, where you tend to, a lot of people tend to be like, don't live in the past, blah, blah, blah. But as a Sagittarian, I can't help but go back. I keep getting drawn back to, like, I was kind of happier than I was, you know, a little bit more vibrant. My vibrancy has been shot down throughout the years, and it's been faded. But, yeah, also, masturbation does help, you know, get your endorphins up and things like that, so it does help, you know, boost, you know, self-happiness, a little bit. Or if you're like me, you're kind of psycho, and, you know, you could literally be masturbating and then end up crying because, you know, you get the rush of estrogen. And I don't know if my estrogen is low, but you know, like I said, I do have depression. I'm just not medicated for it. But, like, there are definitely times where I have really bad highs and lows, and you know, I can be, like, really sad but, like, really horny, and then, like, I get off, and then I, like, end up crying. It's fun. It's so fun. It's fun being crazy. I love it. But, yeah, it happens, but I really do think it is that rush of estrogen. But, you know, usually, in most case scenarios, the act of, you know, getting off or whatever, pleasuring yourself, does balance out the sadness. So, unless you're like me, you know, depression literally is a chemical imbalance, but, like I said, if you're sad, usually getting off helps make you feel a little bit happier, you're gonna be less sick, you'll be less grumpy, and just rubbing one out is just good rule of thumb. It's like an apple a day kind of thing, and you should, just as you should appreciate those men in your life who actually were nice to you. Like I said, I do apologize publicly to my unofficial ex. I kind of miss ya. I kind of miss you. You were nice to me. And I wish I could run into you. I wish I could probably fuck you again. I would like to do that. But I would just like to run into him. Say hi. Do you remember me? Hi. You were a kind of bright period in my life. For a little bit, I guess I was happy. I guess I really liked you, and I had no idea. Like, no, you guys, I literally had no idea that I really liked this kid. I cared about him. Yuck. I hope he hears this one day, and he'll be like, what? And I'll be like, what? And we link up, and we're like, hi, it's so nice rekindling old things. Hope you've been well. Anyways, that's been my random guide to masturbating and the ways it can help boost your, feminine power and shit like that. Anyways, bye.